friends, the shir should be a special schus for every morning marasi sheyichyu. And the schus, he did not share with Israel Abfil Shlita. Bracha Vassal, Homasaydem, Hubachol and Elvim Alav. It says in the Torah and Parshas Vayikra, Vachol Korban, Menchas Chabim Elach Timlach, Vlasashvich Melach Brisa Lakecha Mial Menchasecha, Akol Korban Chatakrit Melach. So you have a mitzvah to be Moleach, to salt the Korbanos. The Gemara Menachas, Tavchav, Chafalif, discusses at length the union of Melicha, Maskanas, Sugya, is that all Korbanos require Melicha. The way you do Melicha is Kamelicha Lachila. Like you're salting meat that you're roasting, that you're cooking. Gemara learns that Melicha is Bidvarim Hadomim Lemincha, Ma Mincha Miuchedes She'acherim Baim Chovala. In other words, you need Eitzim, Kedei LaHakriva. You need wood for the mincha to burn it. So too, Av Kol She'acherim Baim Chovala. So too, when other things are coming as a chova for it, in other words, when whatever needs eitzim, it has to need eitzim, it has to require eitzim. But eitzim themselves, yatsu eitzim, they don't require melicha. V'yatsa dama nizrak agabeim is beach. That also doesn't require melicha, because acherim ein baim chovala. And we also learn from the fact that it says karbon that only the part that's karev al mizbeach requires melach, and therefore the shirayim that are not karev agabe mizbeach, they're written by the kohanim, and the bailim don't require melicha. So we have that the shirayim don't require melicha. However, the rishonim understood in a number of places kedavar pashat sheish melicha afilu b'shirayim. We learn meseches nedarim daf yedches amid beis, if someone says ha'omer halai raik b'sar meliach, this should be usher to me like Basar Maliach. So if he was Mechab in the Basar Shlamim, so if his Kavana is for Basar Shlamim, so then it's considered Matvis Bidavar HaNadur, that he's making Atpas of this Neder, something that's normally you make a Neder on, like a carbon, and it's usher. V'im B'shal Avoy Dezara Nadar Chashuv K'matvis Bidavar HaAsar, but if his Kavana is for Avoy Dezara, that Basar Maliach for Avodah Zarah, that is Davar HaAsir, because Avodah Zarah is Davar HaAsir, it's not a Davar HaNadur, and the Neder is not Chal. Explains Tosfos there in the Mefarish, Basar Shlam is called Basar Maliach because you have to be Molech the Korbanos. Even though we're talking about Basar Shlamim, which is the Shirayim that's eaten to the Bailim, that's the Basar, that's the, what they're eating the meat. Nevertheless, it's called Basar Maliach because it requires Malicha. So you see here in Tosis and the Mefarish that the Shirayim of the Karban requires Malicha. What's eaten by the Bailim, the Rashban, Taras Habayis, Bais Gimel, Shar Gimel, brings the Gemara Menachos, the Sheish and Loach HaSamincha, and adds V'chein L'kdeira, to say that the Malicha requires that it should be done in the same way as melicha la'achila, and that's what it means. You should be molech the mincha v'chein l'kedeira, but also often shall melicha la'achila, as you do the melicha for the eating. For eating, the Ra'ah writes bebedek habayis that it's referring to the shirayim hanasim b'kedeira la'achila. It's referring when it says you have to be molech, the shirayim that you're actually going to go and eat. So you see again that there's an inyan, these Rishonim say that you're molech the shirayim. As the Mishmeres Habayis, we see in the Gemara it's not so. In the Gemara it's meforish amash ein o karev ein melicha. So how does he say that there's melicha b'shirayim? If it's not karev, there's no melicha. It's against the Gemara. The Rush also writes about a batzek in Pesach and Perek Besim in Chav Gimel. The batzek sheish bo melach im ha melach shebo gorim chimutz. So if you have dough that has salt, does the salt cause chimutz? He brings a yesh omrim, shamelech eino gorim chimutz, that the salt doesn't cause it to become chametz, v'rayim milach metoda, that some come as matz and some come as chametz. So since they're part of the karbon, v'vadai, they put melech on it, And if Melech is Machmitz, then how are you going to bring carbon todah as matzah? It's not going to be a matzah anymore if the salt is Goreim Chimutz. And so the Rush says, what are you talking about? You're not putting melech b'chval on the lechamim. You only put on what goes on the mizbeach, on evarim, b'darim, v'koymetz, but not on other things. So how does Tosus, the Mefarish and Nedarim, the Ra'ah, the Eish Omer brought by the Rush, how do they all say sheish melicha b'shirayim after we see in the Gemara Mefurish Shirak HaDavar HaKarev Nimlech? These questions were all asked by Hagon Reb Yisrael Bunim Shreiber Shlita, and we will continue with some other kashas that he asked. In the Mishnah it says Shim lo molach kosher. If you didn't, you weren't molech, it's kosher. And the Gemara discusses if it's kipshuto, that the melicha is nama akev at all or not. Abaye says what the Mishnah means is if the kohen wasn't molech, but a zar was molech, it's kosher. That's what it means. Shim lo molach a kohen, but a zar, yes, it's kosher. Dimlo de lo yatzek sham b'mishnah. That the Kohen didn't do it, Azar did it, but the Etzim HaMalicha is Me'akevis. Rabbi Yosef says, what, you can't learn like that in the Mishnah? It can't be that a Zar was Moleach. Why? V'chisal al-daitcha shezar karev l'gabi ha-mizbech. You think that a Zar is going to the Mizbech to do Malicha? So the Halacha, he says it can't be. The Zar is Moleach. V'chigar karev l'zar karev l'gabi ha-mizbech. The Halacha, the Rambam Paskins, Perakeim l'chos Asura Mizbech, Halacha Yud Beis, that melicha me'akeves rak b'kemitza, aval b'sha'ar korbanos ein ha'melech me'akev, that melicha is only me'akev by the b'kemitza of the mincha, but b'sha'ar korbanos the melech is not me'akev. The reason for this chiluk between mincha le'korban is that by mincha shana la'vakosuv la'akev, by a mincha it was repeated, because it says the iser twice, v'chol korban minchas v'melech timlech v'latashitz b'rich melech elokecha me'al minchosecha. By a korban it only says einmo. Alkol korban chatakriv melech, it only says one time, and therefore it's not ma'akev. So we have to understand the taina of Rav Yosef, because l'chora, even though there's no reshus for a zara to be ola l'gabei ha'mizbeach, the Gemara should have explained that if it happened and a zara did the melicha, it's kasher. So you're right. The Tzar isn't Karev L'Gabei HaMizbeach. But if he did it, then the Mincha is Kshera. So Bevadei Kavanas HaGemara is that it can't be that the Torah was Mitzav and Avodah Shel Melicha and was Machshir, that it should be done through Tzarim. Can't be. It can't be that a Tzar is doing it. So that's the Taina of Rav Yosef. Even though one can argue with Rav Yosef and say, yeah, it happens to be that what happens if a Zohar did do it? No, but Rav Yosef is saying is it can't be that the Torah says that it works if a Zohar does it. We have to understand, so the Ramban writes on the Torah that Malicha is Kshera B'Zohar. Just like a Yitzika and Belila. The Ritva and the Tosas HaRosh write Lehedya, Sheha Malicha is Kshera B'Zohar. So just like they can do the Yitzika and the Belila, they can pour the Shem and mix it. They can also do the Malicha. Ritva, Tos, Sarash also say Lahedya. The Malicha is Kasher Bizar. The Rambam, Perakit Alf, Mehros Psulam, Mugdashim, Allah Chazayin, writes that Malicha, Kshera Bizar. Ulumadzot, the Rambam Paskins, She'ein Hazar, Chayev Misa, Malachas HaKorban, Me'achor, Malicha, Ein Avoid Tama. In order to be chayiv misa, there has to be the last avodah, an avodah tama. Since it's not an avodah tama, a zar isn't chayiv misa if he salted the carbon. So it's pashut that the malicha is psula, and the whole nidon is he chayiv misa? And the Rambam says he's not chayiv misa. That's in Perek Tes, Me'achos Bias Mikdash Halacha Beis. So many people wondered about this stira in the Rambam. How can the Rambam say on one hand the Malicha Kshera Bizar and elsewhere say it's not kosher, but elsewhere the Rambam says that he's not Chayiv Misa. In other words, that the whole discussion is whether or not he's Chayiv Misa, it's posh that it's not kosher. The Marai Kurkus writes that Malicha Bizar Kshera Kodim Shekarva Mincha L'Mizbeach. That Malicha's Kshera Bizar The Malicha's Kshera Bazaar. Before the mincha was brought to the mizbeach, and in this malicha, the Ramban and the Ritva and the Tosa Rush write that it's kshera bizar. But when they do the malicha after the kmitza, then a zar can't do malicha anymore. Before it was brought to the mizbeach meila, but after the kmitza is done, then the zar can no longer do malicha, and only a kohen can. And in that, the Gemara says, it can't be. That's what he means in the Gemara. In other words, the Rishonim aren't arguing the Gemara. Rishonim say the Malicha is Ksheir Bizar before the Mincha goes to the Mizbeach. But when they do the Malicha after the Kemitza, then the Tzar can't do the Malicha. Only a Kohen can, and that's what the Rabbi Yosef said in the Gemara. What, there is going to go a Karav Lagabe Mizbeach? But then according to that, we don't understand Rabbi Yosef. What does he mean? He wants to say that it can't be that the Mishnah means lo malach kasher, the lo malach kohen el zar, because the zar isn't karav legami mizbeach, he's not molech. But the divrei mari kurkus could be that the zar was molech before it went to the mincha went to the mizbeach, and that's what the Mishnah is talking about. So then, what's Rabbi Yosef's problem if mari kurkus is right? The zar was molech before it went to the mizbeach, so it would appear lechora shemiloshan a Mishnah mash mashudin b'di'evit. And whereas when the Zar is Moleach, Kodem Kemitza is HaMincha, Kodem Kemitza, the Mincha is Kshera Lechatchila. The Lashon of the Mishnah implies that it's a Din B'dievet. That, Im Lo Malach Kosher, meaning Im Lo Malach Kohen, El Zar, it's Kosher. But when the Zar is Moleach before the Kemitza, the Mincha is even Kosher Lechatchila. So that wouldn't stem with the Mishnah. So you can't say the Mishnah is talking about Malicha Kodim Kemitza, because Malicha Kodim Kemitza is Lechatchila, and the Mishnah is only talking about B'diavit. Al Kopanim, it's Mevorah B'Rambam B'Rishonim that there are two Ofanim of Malicha. There's a Malicha She'achar HaKemitza She'ksheira Rak B'Kohen, and then there's Malicha She'kodim HaKemitza She'ksheira Af Bizar. And that's the Yishuv to the Stira, that when the Rambam says Malicha is K'sheira Bizar, it's talking about before the goes to the Mizbeach, and the Tzar, and when he says later on in Hilchos Bias Mikdash Tas Beis that he's not Chayiv Misa, it's talking about Malicha Shel Achar HaKemitza Shekshera Rak B'Kain. The Gemara also learns Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph Takriv Afilu B'Shabbos Takriv Afilu B'Tuma, so you can be makriv it even on Shabbos, even B'Tuma, meaning you can salt it even on Shabbos, even B'tumah. So it's mashma that this Yalfusa, we would know that it's mutar l'mloch. We have to understand. Carbon's ta'on melech, the carbon requires melech. So if that krav is doicha Shabbos, the melech is also the doicha. What's the problem? We need a special limot hakar v'filu b'Shabbos. So we have to make gevar the gather of melech. Is it part of the hakrava? Sheish lahavi lahakriv ima carbon gam melech. Or maybe pshat is not that it's part of the hakrava, that with the hakrabas habehema you also have to be makriv the melach. Maybe pshat is that yesh lahavi karban kashu maluach. And that's the mashmos of the Rambam sefer mitzvos mitzvos lesa se tzadi tes, and the Ramban who write that the isra lahakriv b'li melach, it's because ein lahavi karban tafel, not supposed to bring like a bad tasting carbon. So it's mashmit zechisaran b'tsuras hakrabas hakarbon, that the carbon has to be, it's not roi to be brought alone, it has to be tasty, it has to be with melach. So that's the mashmos of the Rambam, the second side, that not it's part of the what you're bringing, but that it has to, it's not chelik me hakrabas hakarbon, but that it's that it should be maluach. The Gemara in Zivachim Kufches has a suffix if melach is mashlim mishir kezayis shel carbon. Is melach complete the shir of a kezayis of a carbon when it comes to being male or makdir b'chutz? Tzadei asafik that the melach is not mimina behemet, it's not mitzarif, or maybe If in parush mitzvah lasuke, all right, and therefore it's chelik mea carbon. Rashi says he parush mitzvah lachzer lemolcha. In other words, if the salt fell off, then it's a mitzvah to salt it again. Losash bris melech bris, so it's mashma. That Rashi's learning, pshat in the Gemara is that after you salted the carbon, salt fell off, and you have to be chozer lemloch, you have to salt it again. So we understand, why do the Gemara say bepashtus, since the carbon requires melech? So the melech is part of the hakrava. Why did it have to be mamid ba'ofen shenishbach ha-melech, that the salt fell off? Since the salt fell off, you have to put it back on, and therefore it's chelik mea carbon. Just say pashit, since the carbon requires melech, it's chelik mea carbon. Why are you going around the... bring a strange ukimta when you can just say pashit? Glach, it's talking about the fact that the carbon is, this most salt is part of the carbon. Since the salt is part of the carbon, so it's pashit that... it's mashlan l'shir kezayis. So it's written in the name of the Briska Rav to explain the Gemara's follows. The Rambam in the 8th parak of Tmidu Nusaf and Aloch Yer Aleph is mefaret, specifies the Sidra HaKarbonus Lenya Kadima, and he writes that the melech precedes the Eitzim. He writes that the salt comes before the wood, and the Griz asks, it's mashma that yesh le carbon shel melach shebo ha-melach eino borak agav ha-basar el ha-melach karev mitzad atzmo umau carbon ze. He says if he's mefari to say there are korbanos, and he writes that melach precedes eitzim, so it's mashma that there's a carbon of melach, where the melach is not just coming agav habasar, but rather the melach is karev mitzad atzmo. It has its own chashivas. It's brought it by itself independently. So what's this carbon? So he explains that the Gemara that says that in parish mitzvah lasuke, if it fell off, it's a mitzvah to put it, to salt it again. We see that achar hamalicha, after the malicha, the melech becomes part of the carbon, and if it falls off, for the aramak of the basar, even though the aramak of the basar for other melech, but there's still a separate mitzvah haktara on the salt that spilled. So if so, we understand that the Gemara brings a raya that the melech is mitzdarf lekezayis dafka mimokum de parish a mitzvah lasuke, where it fell off, and it's a mitzvah to burn it, because only after the malicha, the melech was mitztaref to the carbon, and there is a chovas hafaktara nifredes al hamelech. So, how do you know that the melech is mitztaref to a kezayis? So the raya is because look at how chashiv the melech is. The melech has its own independent value. If it falls off the carbon, then you have to be makdir it itself. So therefore, it should be mashlam shir kezayis. The Gemara explains shemolim b'melach because it's part of the carbon. So that's what it means. That zek carbon amelach. The Rambam writes that it's kodem le'itzim. The lashon of the Rambam to be the musafin tesir aleph mincha kodem sliayin v'ayin kodem l'shem v'shem kodem levon levon kodem slamelach u'melach kodem le'itzim. So, first comes meal offerings, minhachos, and they take precedence over wine libations, and the yayin comes before the shemen before the levona before the melech before the eitzim. Red Baz already asks on the Rambam, where do you see salt as an independent offering? But that's the way the Briska Rav learns. Salt is associated with karbanos by the Torah. Wood is only called a sacrifice by Nechemya, says the Kiryas Sefer. So therefore, it's going to proceed. Al kopanim, we see an inyan here of the salt being an independent carbon, and that's why the Gemara says that the rai that a melech is mitzdarif lekazayis is magum de parish mitzvah lasuke, because after the melicha the melech is mitzdarif to the carbon, and there's a chayvas haktara nifredes ala melech. So you see the chashivas of the melech. So we have to understand that according to what we said, when you're bringing the melech with the carbon olor, carbon shlamim, so then it's part of the carbon shlamim, but it's not considered a melech, is not babifnei atzma. So when it comes with the ol and the shlamim, then it's part of the ol and the shlamim. Now that Rashi says also requires understanding. This mashman Rashi, that Rashi is coming to tell us that even though the melech spilled, you have to put on other melech. Why doesn't Rashi write bepshitus? That you have to give melech, and melech is part of the karban. Rashi again writes, he takes it lo lefi pshuta. That it's, instead of just saying that you have to bring them carbon with melech, Rashi says that if it falls off, then you have to put on new melech. Briskerov learned that if it falls off, you have to be makdir it separately. Rashi says mitzvah lachzor lemolcho, that you have to put on new melech. So why doesn't Rashi just say that it's mitzdarif to the carbon, that when you put it on in the first place, it's part of the carbon? Why does Rashi talk about it falling off? And even when it fell off, like we said, it's still part of the ol and the shlamim. That's why you're bringing the melech in the first place, because it fell off the ol and the shlamim, whatever carbon you're bringing. So you're only bringing it because of the olam and the shlamim. It's not its own independent, doesn't have its own independent chashivas. You're only bringing it because of the carbon it was coming with. One of the smamane haktores was melech stomis. It says in Shita Mekubetzis and Kritzis Tavvav b'shem Tosis that you bring melech b'ktores medin melichas karbanos. You know why you bring melech b'ktores? Because you have to molech the ktores also. It says akor karbon chatak with melech. So we have to understand. Ask the Mikdash David in Kachim, Simen Yud Gimel, that's Man HaMalichas B'Shas HaSiyas HaKtaris, when you're making the Ktaris. And at this time it doesn't have a din carbon at all. So what's Mechayib you to be Moleach? So it must be that just like the Tzar can bring a carbon, so too you could be molech the ktoras in advance. So this is a raya that there are two types of malicha. What did we say before we said that there's malicha she'achar hakmitza, that's only k'shera b'koin, and then there's malicha she'koidim hakmitza, that's k'shera b'zar. So that's what it means here, that there's this even before the kmitza, even before it's a carbon, even before it's ready for the mizbeach, you can already do malicha, like we see that the zar can do it. The zar can be molech before the kemitza. So too, you can also do the melichas haktaras in advance. So this is a raya for our two types of melicha. There's a melicha in advance, like you're doing here with the haktaras, and then there's melicha afterwards when it's ready to be a carbon. Here by the k'taras, already in advance, you're malach, you're mixing in with the k'taras, the melach. So you see, you can have k'taras even before it's a carbon, and that's what the zara is doing before that we saw, that the zara is malach before the k'mitza. So to explain this mitzvah, Rav Schreiber says as follows: the pasuk splits up mitzvahs melicha to gimel mitzvahs, mitzvahs essay, v'char korban korban minchasa b'melech timlach, then a los essay, los ashbis b'melech b'sel kechamayam minchasecha, and the end another mitzvahs essay, akor korban chatak with melech. So here we have that you should bring a korban meluach. It's number one. And not only that, but not only should the carbon be maluach, but you have to be mosif onto the carbon and bring with it melach. B'char korban minchascha b'melach timlach. Lo sash bis melach b'tzalakecha me'al minchasecha. Kol korban chatakriv melach. So besides having to bring a carbon maluach, you also have to bring the carbon with melach. What does that mean? So the explanation is as follows: Bevadai, there's a halacha that the carbon has to be maluach, but in order to do that, the melach has to be mitzdarif and to be chelik mea carbon. It's not enough that the basar is already maluach. On the melach itself, there has to be a shem carbon, a mele bechorech, that there's a carbon melach that's roi lalus to the carbon like Abba Mizbech. And even though the melach is not carbon b'fneatzim, which is with the carbon, but still, it's still called the carbon melach because on the melach there has to be a shem carbon. So it's not enough that the basar is maluach. And when it's mitzdarif to the shem carbon, it's not enough that the basar is maluach. The melach also has to be called a carbon. It also has to have a shem carbon. So if the melach also has to have a shem carbon, so it must be called, it must be there's something called a carbon melach. Shorei la lalos the carbon agavi mizbeach. So even though it's not brought by itself, just with the carbon, but still. It still is called a carbon melach because it's mitzdarif, it's becoming part of the carbon. And that's what it says. Al-kor kamoncha takriv melach, that the tzuras hakravas carbon melach is only with another carbon. In other words, kor carbon minchascha b'melach timlach, your carbon has to have melach. It has to be maluach. That's what we said before. One aspect is that it has to be maluach. And then it says, Vaiter, al-kor kamoncha takriv melach, your makriv, the carbon, it has to be mukrav with melach, meaning that the melach is mitzdaref to the carbon. The tsuras hakravas carbon and melach is with a different carbon. That's how you do it. So those are the two aspects. V'char carbon menachascha melach timlach, that it has to be maluach, this carbon. You have to salt it so that it's salted. And also when you bring it, you have to bring this carbon melach together with the carbon. It has to be mitzdaref to the carbon. Akor carbon chatak with melach. Suras hakrabas, a carbon melech, is only with a different carbon. And if the Gemara says, di parish mitzvah la'asuke, that if the melech already became chelik mea carbon, v'nofel mimenu, you have to bring it b'fnei atzmo, even though the carbon was already kariv levado. And that's what the Rambam means, as the Brisker Rav said, when the Rambam means, when he says a carbon melech, that's the carbon melech, that the salt fell off. When the salt fell off, you have to bring it independently. Again, Rashi didn't say, Rashi said that have to put it back on the, you have to resalt the carbon. But here we're talking about bringing it independently. So the Rambam says, when it falls off, you have to bring it independently. So you have to bring your carbon with the salt, and the salt is considered part of the carbon. The tzuras hakravas carbon melech is with the carbon, and if it falls off, then you bring it independently, because now it has to be brought as a carbon, this salt. So now we can say about this inyan of melicha b'shirayim, that it's mefurish in the Gemara, that it doesn't require melicha, because be'emes, there's no din that the shirayim has to be karev im melach. The only thing that's mechuyev in melicha is the chelek hakara, what's actually brought in the mizbeach. But the Rishonim hold that since the melech is part of the carbon, so when you're molech the carbon, you're molech the whole thing, even the shirayim. And nevertheless, the melicha is not ma'akev, because only the chelek hakara is mechuyev be'etzem b'melicha. And the shirayim, why are you doing the shirayim? Because they are part of the carbon. That's why you're molech. So what's really mechuyev independently is the carbon, which you're putting on the mizbeach, what's karev. But since the salt is part of the carbon, when you're molech the carbon, you're molech the whole thing. Not only what goes on the mizbeach, even the shirayim. But melicha is not ma'akev, as we learned before. You should do on the whole carbon, and the shirayim, you should do melicha on the whole carbon, and the shirayim are salted as part of the carbon. Now we can explain there are two types of melicha. It could be that zar is molech mitchila, and he brings the carbon meluach, and when he's makdish the carbon, he's makdish even the melech. As we spoke about before, that he's makdish it even before you take the kmitza, that he's molech it before you take the kmitza. So it could be that Zar is molech mitchila, and he brings a carbon meluach. When he's makdish the carbon, he's also makdish the melech. And it could be another case. The Zar brings a carbon that's not meluach to the kohen. And the kohen does the kmitza. And before the haktara, he adds melech. And in such an instance, the Zar can no longer be makdish the melech. And he can't be mechel on the melech and shem korban melech. Just the kohen is ha-makdir hushi ochel asis ha-melech. Only the kohen ha-makdir can make the melech chelek mea korban. If he would have done it originally, then the Zar could have done it beforehand. He's molech tchila, and then he brings his korban meluach. But if he doesn't do it before the kmitza, now only the kohen can do it. Only the Kohen can make the melech chelek mea carbon. So that's what the Rishonim hold, that originally the Zar could be molech, and lachar kmitz only the Kohen could be molech, and that's Rabbi Yosef's v'chi. Tzal adatcha shezar karv legabe mizbeach. That whatever is chelek mea avoda cannot be done by anybody else other than the Kohen. So since this is part of the avoda, he held that a Zar can't do it, Rabbi Yosef. Not that we needed a pasuk to be mar be melicha b'shabbos, even though the melicha is part of the karbon, because the shema karbon is not chal on the melach until it's considered a karbon melach. And on karbon melach, it doesn't say b'moado litchosis a shabbos. And therefore, the gemara has to have a special limud. That afilu b'shabbos, afilu b'tumah. Like the Gemara says, takriv v'afilu b'shabbos, takriv v'afilu b'tumah. So why do you have to have a special takriv? Because you would think that the melicha is not docha shabbos, because the shame of the carbon is not chal on the melach, that it's considered a carbon melach. The b'moado, the special heter that we have to shecht to bring carbonus on Shabbos, does not apply to the salt. What does it apply to? It only applies to the actual carbon. And therefore we need a special limud to be marbe that even on Shabbos you can bring the you could bring the salt together with the carbon. So the Rishonim already asked what the malacha here is. And what do you need a special reading the pasuk to be? Matir malicha, so some say it's ibud, ochlin, other terutzim. But whatever it may be, we need a special limud because the b'moado isn't going on the salt. Shema carbon is not chol on the melach. And on the carbon melach, we don't have the b'moado. So therefore, you need the takriv, afilu b'shabbos v'afilu b'tumah. But that's Rashi, he says that the raya that the melech is mashlim kezayis is if the salt fell off, you have to bring other salt. So he writes, ki dechsiv velo sashbis melech bris elokecha. Why does he bring the lav and not the assay? So we can say that Rashi holds that mitzat the assay, it could be that if you're molech pam achas, niskayim assay, and even if the salt falls, you don't have to bring it again. But then we have a lav, and the lav tells us, no. Velo sashbis melech bris elokecha, you're not allowed to be mashbis the melech, you have to make sure there's salt there. So it's mefurish that the melech is chelik mea karban. So we only learn from the lav that the melech is mitzdari for the karban atzma. And because of that, im nishbach ha-melech, you have to be makravit again. You have to add salt again. You have to make sure that it's salted. And therefore the raya that the melech is mashal mishur kezayis is only from a case where the melech fell off. Because if it didn't fall off, so who says that it's really part of the carbon? You have to salt it, but who said it's chelik mea carbon? Then we have a lav. And the lav tells us the carbon doesn't work without melech. Because if it was just the assay, so then you brought it with the melech, and the melech fell off. It's a beseder. So the carbon is fine without the melech. No. From the lav you learn it doesn't work without melech. So it must be that it's so chashuv that it's part of the carbon. And if it's part of the carbon, then it's mitzdarif to the kezayis. It's mashlim the shear of kezayis. So it emerges as follows, that the mitzvah of malicha is to be makar of a carbon maluach. The way to do malicha is like you would do malicha for achila, as we learned at the beginning. The reason for the mitzvah is that you shouldn't be makar of a carbon tafel, shouldn't be bad tasting. However, in order to bring it kedin ha-carbon, the melech has to be chelek me'a-carbon. And in order to be mechelan at a chalos v'shem carbon, you have to make it a carbon melech. And for that purpose, it could be that the zar, who's bringing the carbon, can be molech the carbon originally. And it could also be that after the zar brings the carbon and the kohen does the kemitza, the kohen is going to be molech. The kohen, the makdir, is going to be molech. So it would seem that the melach is mitzdarif to the carbon, but not enough that you would know on your own that you're allowed to be mamolechet on Shabbos, because we need a special limud. Takrav afilu b'Shabbos afilu b'tumah. So you would think that the b'moado isn't going on this carbon melach. So, it's mitzdarif, but not enough. At least that's the what one might think. So, since the melech has its own independent value, you bring it on its own. Even if it falls off, you bring it on its own. So maybe about that, there's no limud of b'moado that it's doche Shabbos. So if we need a special pasuk to tell you no. That it is mitzdarif to the carbon, it is docha Shabbos. And the melech is part of the carbon. And Rashi brings all sashbis bris melech alokecha. When it falls off, You have to put other salt on, because it can't go without salt. And as the Briska Rav learned, that when it falls off, you have to bring, based on the Rambam, they have to bring other salt. And that when it falls off, you have to, that salt now goes onto the Mizbech on its own. Now it's brought independently as a carbon. That's the chashivas of the salt. And that's why the Rambam, the Seder of Karvanu, says, Melech kodem le'itzin. After the melicha, now that it comes together with the carbon, if it falls off, so then now you have to bring it on your own separate carbon melach. Advarim amukim, and the Mirtz Hashem, Yiratzon Shenizkeh Lachzor V'Lishnos Perek Zeh. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.